Hello people, welcome to Slick Talk Show. I'm your host Rich, and today we talk about football. Yes. Okay guys, let me just shift to this. Now, this weekend for me was great. I mean, I watched Chelsea lose, I watched Leicester lose, and I thought to myself, my God, the weekend is good. I'm going to party. I'm thinking, you know, on Monday, 8 o'clock, Manchester United against Southampton, everything's going to go rosy. I knew, today my headline was going to be Manchester United is coming back. Manchester United, we going to Europe next. So that was going to be my headline today. But no. We managed to mess it up. Manchester United just managed, just like we do as always, we managed to mess it up completely. This is crazy to me. I mean, I watched the whole game, guys. I mean, people start texting me, calling me. I was like, look, man, I'm going to block this phone today. I'm not talking to nobody. I do not want to talk to nobody today. I mean, I'm talking about yesterday, actually, because today is Tuesday. Boy, all we had to do. I mean, let me tell you something, guys. Somebody do some mashed potato, put in your mouth, feed you. All you have to do is just eat that mashed potato and that's you gone. No. Not Manchester United, no. We have to speed it out. We have to draw the game against Southampton. This is a loss to me. This is a loss here. I just can't think right now, to be honest with you. I mean, yesterday, I was that close to come to the mic and start talking. And I thought to myself, no, Rich, just take your time, 24 hours, you know, just take 24 hours and then come back again and talk. Because this was terrible. I mean, up to 95 minutes, the headline today was going to be Anthony Martial is taking Manchester United to the Champions League. That was going to be the headline today. No. Not Manchester United. We want the headline to be Manchester United is messing up again. This is the headline today. I mean, my prediction was we were going to win this game. This is the game to win. This was the game to win. But no. Not Manchester United. No, we have to find a way. We have to find a way to mess everything up. First thing first. Our goalkeeper, De Gea, is making a bad mistake giving the ball to Paul Pogba. Knowing that Paul Pogba have a pressure of two or three players coming down to him. He still make that pass. Then we down one in the first 12 minutes. Don't forget that the first 10 minutes, you know, Anthony Martial is missing a goalie in the other end. This is crazy. And then we come back, obviously, with Rashford. And then Anthony Martial with that superb. I mean, this was what I was going to talk about today. And then we have that corner. And we've got Maguire, the defender, central defender, just standing there. Watching the head. Watching the striker putting the ball in the net. I mean, this is unbelievable. All you have to do, right? All you have to do is just focus. Those pro athletes, this is what they get told about. You need to be focused all the time. Especially during the danger zone. You've got 90 plus 6 minutes left. You play your last second. All you have to do is look after your play. That's all you have to do. People, I mean, yesterday I was talking about women not getting paid. Today, I'm talking about people earning more than £150,000 a week. All they have to do, people, all they have to do is just handle your man for the last 2-3 seconds. That's it. That's it. This is the game that's taking Manchester United all the way to the Champions League next season. Today, I'm having a great day. No. Not Manchester United. This is not what we do. We want to change the narrative. We always want to make things hard for ourselves. Why? This is why those guys getting... This is why they're getting paid for. They're getting paid to bring results like that back home. This is what they need. You need to close that deal. You need to close that deal. 5 seconds, 2 seconds left. You can't hold your player. Come on. And people are going to come at me and say, oh man, Rick, you know, you're too hard with Manchester United. Those people, those pro athletes deserve that. They have to win those games. We playing at home. You're leading 2-1. 90 plus 6 seconds plus 6 minutes to go. You've got the last kick. All you have to do, people, all you have to do in your career, all you have to do, just have that focus. It's the real. You need to have that real to finish and close the deal. That's all you have to do. No, we can't do that. We don't have the heart. We don't have the real to close those games down. This is how you lose everything. This is how your confidence gets knocked out completely. With no sense defending like that. From the first kick to the last, you can tell. Everything was put on the plate to us. Everything was put on the plate to us during the weekend. Chelsea losing. Leicester getting battered. Yesterday was Manchester winning the game. Oh boy. Chelsea and Leicester are under pressure. That's it. They will be under pressure. Now they're going to feel like, oh, we're back on the game. This is how Chelsea and Leicester are going to feel now. And not just them. Sheffield United will feel good too. They won. But no. Now people coming with the stat that, you know, Manchester United unbeaten for the last 18 games. I don't care. Yesterday was a defeat. This is the game, right? That by the end of the season, right? If we do not get to the Champions League, we're going to talk about this game yesterday. This is the game we're going to be talking about. This is unbelievable. We have to be able to close games like that at home. Okay, now we don't have the fans. I get that. But we still have to close those games. I don't even know the guy who scored. I don't know those players. Southampton, I don't even know those players. People are saying we've got talented. You know, people use talent all the time. You know, this is very much an overrated word, talent. I think maybe we have talent for what people are saying, right? But they don't have real. They don't have that real, that heart to say, okay, you know, I'm coming here. I'm going to win this game. And I'm going to finish this game. I'm going to close that deal. No, they don't have that. They just don't have that. I can't believe that. Not only we down in 12 minutes. So first thing first, we need to fight from that. We come back. We lead. We come back in the second half and we're giving the game back to those guys. They were nervous. You can feel we were nervous. Now, down the line, it was 50-50. I can see, yeah, that was 50-50, but you can clearly see some of Manchester players were very much nervous. Why? Because we don't have leader. We don't have somebody to galvanize the team on the pitch to say, okay, guys, Let's keep our composure. Let's keep pressing. Let's making sure we can take this back home. We can take it home right now. We have to take it home. I just do not understand that. This is why you're getting paid £100,000, £150,000, £200,000 a week, guys. Just to make sure you close those deals in the last second. How can we draw this game? I just don't get that. It's crazy to me how, I mean, today was going to be Martial. Anthony Martial is taking Manchester United, you know, to the Champions League. He scored 50 goals altogether. This was going to be about Martial and the whole Manchester United. I was going to come down here today and really go crazy, happy, maybe start singing or something like that. But no, not Manchester United. Not only that game was at 8 o'clock, and I had to go to sleep with all that nightmare. I had to think about that the whole night. Not that I think about that all day, no, but this is depressing. This is depressing at the highest level. I think those people, they don't care. I think those pro athletes, you know, they don't care. I mean, I was shaking Sky Sport yesterday, and they say the man of the match after the game was Anthony Martial. What? Anthony Martial is the man of the match? No. He's not the man of the match. Let me tell you something, people. If he scored that first goal, in the first 10 minutes, won him against the goalkeeper, he scored that goal, we winning this game. Easy. Now, I give you that. He missed that, right? They score at the own end, right? We came back and we leading 2-1. But guess what? He has to score that goal. He has to score that. For me, he's not the man of the match. No. That was a great strike. I give him that. He played great yesterday. But let me tell you something, people. This is why you get paid. This is why you pro. Those are the game. Those are the game that you become great. When you get those chances, you have to put them on the net. Because you don't know if that's going to come back and bite the whole team. Because right now, I'm looking at that game. I'm looking at first goal. I'm looking at first 10 minutes. That the one that he missed. We missing that the first 10 minutes, right? In the other hand, the guy is making a mistake. They score. This is how game change completely, people. This is what we call momentum in sport. I don't care how talented or how good you are. You need to be able to close the deal when you have that opportunity. You have to. Don't come to me and say, no, I scored. No. You had that one opportunity. You scored that goal. We have the momentum. Trust me, guys. We scored that goal in the first 10 minutes. We finished that game yesterday with 4 goals, at least. Because right there, we're telling them, boys, Southampton, you guys, you going home at least with 4. If Anthony Martial scored score in the first 10 minutes. If he scored that opportunity, we killing the game completely. No. We gave them a chance to come back. We missed that opportunity. They score in the other hand after the Gea mistake. And don't get me started about the Gea right now. Just don't get me started about him. But I'm gonna come back to you. I'm gonna come back about that too, people. I'm gonna come back about the Gea. We have to score. Anthony have to score that. He's the man. Okay. He's not the man of the match for me. He played good. He plays a strong game. But that opportunity right there, this is the reason. That might be the reason why we might not be playing for the Champions League next season. That opportunity, the first 10 minutes. One, you against the goalkeeper as a striker, you have to score that. This is why you spend hours and hours and hours and hours and hours and hours in the training ground to make things like that happen. First thing first, in football, you're not supposed to be, during the game, you're not supposed to be, you know, one against you against the goalkeeper because there's always a defender. When you get that opportunity, this is more or less like a penalty. You have to score that as a pro. You have to. You have to. This is why at this level, do not wait 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 or 7 chances to score. No. You get one, you score. You get two, you score. You score every time. Because when you draw or when you lose, I have to go back and check all that. I have to go back and check all those stats. And this is why we lost this game. And obviously, Mr. De Gea making that bad pass to Paul Pogba in the midfield. Why? I don't know why he was thinking to make a pass like that. Knowing there's a pressure coming to Pogba, hit that ball away from the midfield. Or find somebody up front as a striker to start playing the game. But no, you want to put pressure on Pogba. Pogba lost the ball, obviously. One, before you know it, bam, that's the goal. This is crazy, man. Today was supposed to be the one of the best headlines on Manchester United. I mean, now, the momentum changed completely. I'm talking the momentum changed completely now. Chelsea, Leicester, they're watching at home yesterday. I tell you right now, they were Skyping to each other like, God, thank you, God. We were third yesterday. Yesterday, we were right there in the top four position. But no. Because of that draw, we're sitting fifth again. We were right there. And right there, the momentum, mentally, we're telling everybody, guys, this is where we're supposed to be. This is where we're going. We're going to the Champions League. Really? But no, not Manchester United. No, no, no. We have to mess it up. We have to put people in depression. We have to make people go high, nightmare at night. No, no, that's Manchester United. This is what we do. This is what we do all the time. Give you mashed potato, put in your mouth. All you have to do, eat that mashed potato. No, 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 not Manchester United. They're going to spit it out, make things difficult for everybody else. This is what we do. This is what we do. This is what we do in Manchester. And now the next game is what? Crystal Palace? I mean, I watched the guy yesterday talking, right, after the game. I mean, you can see. I mean, demoralized. I mean, you can see the confidence just was shut down. I hope they're going to come back strong to play against Crystal Palace. I hope so. But right now, the momentum is with Chelsea and Leicester. That's what it is. Yeah, it's still on that. Yeah, I know the last game will be against Leicester, but it's all about momentum now. It's all about momentum. Nothing else in football. There's no fun. There's no fun. So there's no home game. There's no away game. It's all about you and me. Who's going to win? And also coming from the coaching staff. Coaching staff now need to do the job. This is how you know if you have a coach. Who's calm? Who's making the right decision? Who can adjust when they need to adjust? I'm blaming the coach as well. You have to be able to close that deal as a coach. You have to be able to motivate the player. Let them know how important the game is. Actually, all games are important right now. But really, those are the key day. Those are the key decisions that you have to make as a player or as a coach to get things sorted. This is unbelievable. And now we've got Crystal Palace. And after Crystal Palace, we have to win that game. We're going to Chelsea to play semi-final for FA Cup. And then we have West Ham. And West Ham is a strong side. They're coming strong now. Everybody had 3 months up. So everybody is fresh. And then last game, obviously, is Leicester. I mean, this is like a final. That's going to be like a final. But we need to win the Crystal Palace game now. We need to win that. We need to win that. Now, we have to win all the games now. We have to win all the games. And we better win that Chelsea game, that semi-final FA Cup, because if we lose that, I don't know if the player are strong enough to come back and play against Leicester for the last game. I just don't know. For what I've seen there, you can't hold your position or to 2-1. You a 2-1 lead for the last second. You just can't hold that. I mean, what that tells me is there's no leadership. There's no leadership there. No leadership. There's no leadership. We don't have a Roy King. We don't have a Giggs. We don't have Paul Scholes. No. All we have is young player actually act like they're working hard, but I don't know. I just don't know. I just don't know. I'm looking at the defense, my choir. I don't trust the guy anymore. I just don't trust him. I don't trust him. I mean, yeah, he can defend, right? But his heading ability is just not there. He doesn't head the ball. He doesn't jump. He doesn't do anything that defenders, strong defenders should do. I just don't trust that guy. As a defender, I think we need to bring one more. We need to. We have to. Right now, it's not, I mean, I'm not confident with Maguire holding the line there at the back there. I just don't know. Too many corner. People have, now they can clearly see they have an opportunity. If there's a corner, you have an opportunity to win the game against him. He doesn't jump. He doesn't jump. And I told you guys I was going to come back to De Gea. I mean, De Gea, and I know Roy King last time was going hard at him. And I went hard at him as well. And right now, I mean, De Gea is costing us game. He's costing us game. Really, really costing us game. So we really need to figure out how to deal with that boy here. But as far as I'm concerned, I think we need to bring some new goalkeeper in there. We need to put somebody there, you know, just to, you know, make him fight a little bit more on that position. Because right now he's making too many mistakes. It's too many mistakes. Yeah, he's a short stopper, but his distribution is terrible. I mean, look at that pass to Pogba. You need to have that vision. You need to look around before you make that pass. You need to understand the pressure that comes to your player. I mean, the midfield player is coming to you, but you can see, you can have the whole vision, the whole field, and see exactly what type of pressure is getting. Do not pass him the ball right there. We don't have that type of player like Man City, where they start from the back to the front, and oh, we don't have that. We don't have that. You need to know what you have right there. I know what people are trying to do now. They're all trying to start playing from the back. Yeah, but you need to have the right player and right formation to do that. We just don't have that right now. And let's be honest, this is not the type of risk I'd like to take right now, especially when we've got 3 or 4 games left before the end of the season and we want to go to the Champions League next season. So you have to play safe. I don't care. Play safe. Play safe. Hit that ball anywhere. But don't give the ball to Pogba right there. Don't do that. And again, I was talking about Martial. Martial had a great, let me tell you something, people. He had a good game. That was a really good game. But he missed. This was a great opportunity the first 10 minutes. You score that goal, you kill them mentally. You kill Southampton mentally, completely. You kill them mentally. We finish. I mean, if Anthony Martial scored that first goal, that goal in the first 10 minutes, the one that he missed, won him against the goalkeeper. Today, I was talking about Manchester United winning by 4 or 5. Trust me. This is what we call momentum. The momentum changed completely. We gave them a chance. And that was because of Martial missing that opportunity there. Yeah, he was maybe the man of the match because he played well. No, yeah, he played well. But in my eyes, he was not the man of the match. Not at all. No, he's not. He's not. Because that's the opportunity. I'd rather you score that goal and then we win like 1-0 and I go home. That's it. I'm happy with that. But we didn't have to play a dog. Yesterday was a dog fight. That was just a dog fight. The reason why is because we gave him an opportunity. We scored that goal. They're not scoring, you know, at the 12th minute after, at the back there. There's no way. There's no way. Because now we've got confidence. We're going to go right at the trot and finish them off completely. Yeah. And then also, you know, people always get on me because I get on Pogba all the time. And I have to say, rightly so, I have to get on Pogba. The reason why I get on Pogba sometimes is because, most of the time, is because of the contract and because of the money he's getting. I don't care what you are, people. You all know that, people. You know that. The more money they give you, the more you need to bring on the table too. This is how life works. Anybody out there who's making more money than anybody in the whole office or whatever, you need to bring more. You need to do a little bit more. You have more responsibility. That's how life works. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Stop telling me how talented Pogba is, whatever. No, 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 no. I don't want to hear that no more. He's been there for so many years now. He need to be able to lead. He need to be able to close those deals. When you play that position that he play in, you have to be able to galvanize all those young players around you. You need to be a leader. And he's not. He's not. It's no, it's been a disappointment, completely disappointment. I'm just tired
to talk about that right now, because I just know, I don't trust him. He's, as I told you guys, he's going to have one game on one Saturday and a bad game, you know, the week after. This is what Pogba is. That's it. I mean, I hear some teams coming, you know, people say, oh, Pogba is going to go to Madrid. I don't see anything. I'd like to see Madrid coming over and say, oh, I want to give $50 million, £100 million to get Pogba. Yeah, if you can't get him out. But right now, nothing. Nothing. I mean, all that transfer fee, everything that we talk about Pogba in the midfield, nothing. His rating yesterday was terrible. Nothing. Yeah, maybe he's been told basically to stay back a little bit behind behind number 10, but he need to do a little bit more. He need to do a little bit more up front. He need to help. I know sometimes he does that, but sometimes he doesn't. I just don't get that. You need to show me that real every single game. I don't want people to turn up one weekend and the next day, no, we can't find him anymore. I remember back in the day when we had Paul Scholes, you know, the Giggs, you know, the Beckham, you know, all those guys, you know, Roy Keane, you know, Michael Carrick. Those guys were calm. And you knew, as soon as we get a lead like that, oh, that's it. We're going to hold that on until the end. We know that. I mean, I know, remember this couple of times where we had games like that, I'd get that, but most of the time was we knew. Even when we were down, 5 minutes, 10 minutes left, we're going to come back and we're going to win the game. But now, I can't see any leadership anywhere. I can't see that at all. And this is the problem that we have. Right now, we're under pressure now. Now we're going to Crystal Palace. Now we're playing Crystal Palace. I don't know. This will be a tough game. This will be a tough game to win against Crystal Palace. And then after that, we've got Chelsea. We have to win that game against Chelsea. And after Chelsea, we'll have West Ham. West Ham and Leicester. Those are tough games now. Suddenly, they don't look easy anymore. In my eyes, they don't look easy anymore. They look tough now. And I'm looking at the guys yesterday after the game. I don't know. Maybe tomorrow. I don't know. I hope today they're not training. I hope Ole can take them somewhere just to relax a little bit. I think what I would do if I was manager, I'll take them somewhere just to relax. Don't even think about that. Relax, do something else completely. And turn up, let's go and play the game now. Let's just go and play the game. So, this is incredible. I mean, this is terrible, guys. I mean, I just don't know. The headline today changed completely. Changed completely. And Martial being the man of the match? No, he's not the man of the match. No. I seen those players from Southampton play. They were very strong yesterday. They were strong. They kept coming at us. And a team like Manchester United, you have to be able to kill the game. And right now, we don't have any killer. We don't have that leadership. We don't have that will. And guess what? We need to find that. We need to find that real quick before the Crystal Palace game. Okay, guys. Thank you very much. That's all I have for you guys today. And I hope you stay tuned for the Slick Talk Show tomorrow. Thank you then. Bye.